Bradley.
Hi, Jeff.
Bradley, I think missing from the messaging today was pubs. Although they're opening up in the Northern Territory today, no sign of movement here. What's your understanding? Are you in step two, Bradley? Are you step two of the three-step process that reopens the country?
Well, Jeff, to the disappointment of most West Australians and to the joy of the nanny state champions, doesn't look like pubs will be opening. I'm joking, Jeff. Of course they're reopening. The reality is...
Yeah, well, I have to check sometimes, because when you say nanny state, I know you're getting serious.
Yes. The reality is it's the state government that will be setting the timetable for the reopening of our hospitality industry in the state. The framework that was established and set out today is a guide, and it's up to the states and territories to determine the framework that they then deliver. So we know that the state government's considering all those issues right now, and on Sunday the Premier will be making announcements. We certainly believe that we'll be well beyond what was announced today. We went to the 10-person limit, as you know, 10-person limit 2 weeks ago. And in the context of what that looks like in hospitality venues, we don't know yet, but we're confident that WA is well ahead of all of the other states in the context of both our health, our safety, the fact that we've had no new cases for 8 days, and the advanced work that was done by the state government. An example of that is the hospitality hygiene training course that was launched by the Premier last week that the state government has backed and supported to make it free for 70,000 people across the state puts us well ahead of the pack.
Puts us well ahead of the pack. But when the determination is made to open a pub, I know you are concerned about the 4 square metre rule. What is it that you will go to the government and ask for if it is something that is doable?
Well, what we've suggested in the first stage, and that is the initial stage, that venues open with no more than 50% of their capacity, and that we utilise the 1.5 metre distancing rule as the key calculator, and patrons be seated at a table. So we wouldn't be seeing patrons standing up or walking around like a normal bar environment, but patrons would be seated at a table initially, and those tables for non-related parties would have to be 1.5 metres distance from each other. People, of course, could go to the toilet, but basically if you arrive at a restaurant or the bistro of a pub or a cafe, you're welcomed. The first thing that happens is you'd be seated and then you would order from the table, and it would be table service. And, of course, there's protocols we've got to put in place to manage the staff interaction with each other,
yeah,
the staff interaction with the guests, and customers and guests interaction with each other as well. But a lot of this is going to come down to customers and patrons maintaining what is the golden rule, and that is the social distancing golden rule that exists for all of us right now, and to exhibit the same respect that we do when we're in a supermarket, also in a pub, a bar, a restaurant or a cafe. We don't believe the 1 in 4 square metre is at all viable. It means that a cafe that's got tables for 16 people would only have 4 people in there. A pub that could accommodate 80 people would only have 20 people there. And those numbers just don't stack up on a commercial basis. And we would find that most venues, if any, would actually be able to open on that basis.
We wish you well. Bradley Woods, thank you very much.